Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time to bring in Arjun Singh as we go around the world. Arjun's in Jaisalmer, India. We are here in Sharon, Connecticut. And let us say good morning, good day, good night, good evening, all the above to Arjun. Hello, Arjun.
Good morning, sir.
Hello, Arjun.
Hello. Good morning.
What's going on?
So now, when you take a look at your page, when this program goes up on demand, you'll see pictures of Girdhar and his accomplishments of what he's done. So that'll be on the page today when it goes up.
He's so excited, really so excited and so happy, because in his school there are about 2,000 students, and from 6th to 10th it's about 700 students, and among them he got the chance to present his project at the division level, and then he got selected for the state level, and he's going to represent his school on the state level on 23rd of November. So it's really a big thing. He is going to the other district, which is about 700 kilometers far from here. So it's really great for all of us, and he's very excited. And today he especially told me for the first time that he wants to be on radio, and he wants to share his experiences with the listeners in U.S. there, and he would like to say something. So if you allow him, I would love to just come here and say some words on the radio.
Well, I must have known about it in advance. Could I put up all those pictures of him? So, yes, I'll put him on the radio right now.
Okay. Yeah, here he is.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. So tell us all about your what's
going on.
What
you've done?
Actually, I went to that Jodhpur district, which is about 300 kilometers from Jaisalmer, and I presented my project there in the Science City, and there they selected three groups from the students and the groups which went there from our district.
Fantastic. What is your project?
Actually, my project is about the traditional medicines which had been used in Jaisalmer before or sometime 50 years back, but now they are not in use. So I went to different villages and asked the people about that they are having any information about related to any medicine, and they gave me a lot of information that these things can be used. I was also surprised that these things, which are not having any medicinal any value in our district or in our country even, they were having such a great medicinal values.
And are the things that are being used natural, or are they compounded from pharmaceutical?
No, they are natural. When there is empty space anywhere in our district or in our area, Rajasthan, they grow naturally there.
That is a wonderful topic, and in fact, you know, there's a great deal of interest in it all over the world, because there are certain people who are beginning to understand that medicine and being able to fix something, and the pharmaceutical composition, you know, sometimes has different effects, and you know, you
yes,
have to find the balance between both.
So, yes, definitely. Actually, when they gave me the information, I also searched on the internet that what are the compositions of these things, and I was surprised that these things have a lot of things like they can compress the pain, they are not having any side effects like painkillers, even they act as painkillers.
Yeah, no, it's very interesting. That's very something you should be incredibly proud of.
So are you going to grow up to be a pharmacist or a doctor?
No, I hope not. I hope he becomes a natural.
Actually, I am not interested in these things like these medical science and other things. But my science teacher, he told me that once you try, because in this field, the traditional medicine, whenever who choose traditional medicines, these projects were rejected. It's first time that traditional medicines from Jaisalmer is selected, the project about traditional medicines.
Yeah, and being able to see that space and that difference and looking at it from that angle is speaks very highly of your skills.
So now, Gerda, what we're going to do after, when we, you know how we normally post your dad's podcasts up on the internet?
Yes.
Well, today's podcast will have not only his picture and a little story about him, but it'll have a story about you, and it'll have all the pictures that your father posted on Facebook of you with your project.
Thank you, sir.
So, and I also want to say, just we've been talking to you over the years, your English has always, your spoken English has always been good, and now it is excellent, but also your understanding. You know, something changed there in the last little while, and it's very, very good. So you should be very proud of yourself. You're doing excellent.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right. Well, we'll speak to Arjun again, okay? Congratulations.
Yes. Yes, definitely, sir.
I hope you liked his present.
It was great.
It was great. His report was great. His voice is great. He projects great.
And as I just said, you know, his English, you know, because of you, has always been good. But his comprehension is extraordinary.
So congratulations to him and to you. You and your wife are obviously doing a great job with him.
Thank you. It's so kind of you. The first thing, the science teacher, which he told me when I met him, that he has a great confidence, and then he can speak among the judges. So when he presents his shows, he is very confident. And the thing, the way he just expresses views in English, it's so interesting. And I just thanked him that it's okay if you think that he can do this. Otherwise, it's not easy to represent your school at the state level. It's a tough job. But the science teacher, he looks very interested, and they are going about 700 kilometers journey, I think, tomorrow night. And the teacher contacted me. So he told me how he can be, because the school allows by bus or by train. So I said, whatever, you are now the full in charge, and whatever you decide, we are always with you. And wherever you want and how you can manage, you can do this. And what I could do for you, I would love to do that. And the school staff is going to just arrange this whole trip. And I hope he is going for the first time at that such level. And the next level is the national, which is in Bhubaneswar, very, very far from Delhi even. I hope he will do something, and maybe in future he gets this chance to go at the national level. It's just kind of beginning. And what I really want to know about this is that he could do this alone. The thing is that you have to represent yourself. You don't have any assistance for that. And that's a big thing. And the other thing, he is doing here with the two medicines. One is related to the slip disc, like bulging disc, and the other is related to the asthma. And we both, like me and my father, we are the patients. My father, he suffered a lot with the disease of the lungs and with asthma, and me, especially with the bulge disc. So he used these experiences. He just did like a radio personality and interviewed his grandpa for more than 2 hours every day and asked a lot of things to him and wrote all kinds of things. So I hope his medicines or what he is doing would be good for the people, and who knows, it will work a lot. All so right. Thank you very much for your support and for your wishes.
All right, let us know next week how he makes out, okay?
Yep. And best of luck to him.
All right, best of luck, Arjun. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. Take care.
Bye-bye. That is Around the World with Arjun Singh here on Robinhood Radio, robinhoodradio.com on the web. Click on Demand. Click on Around the World with Arjun Singh.